why are Michigan roads so bad?
Because we don't put enough money into fixing them.
And why is that?
Because lawmakers still fear the political consequences of a tax hike more than the political consequences of shoddy roads.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. Despite lawmakers putting hundreds of millions of dollars into our roads, it hasn't been enough to keep up with all the work that needs to be done.
And there is plenty of evidence that drivers want more done to fix the roads.
People have been posting pictures on social media of just these massive craters and the damage that they've caused their trucks and cars.
Clearly, it's an issue that politicians ought to contend with.
That's Bernie Porn. He's with the polling firm Epic MRA. He says a survey conducted before this newest round of damage shows that roads and infrastructure is ripe to become an election issue.
Now we have seen multiple statewide surveys where infrastructure is the top issue that is of concern to voters.
We should point out this Epic MRA survey released in January was commissioned by the organization that represents construction companies that get roadwork contracts. But the results are intriguing.
Because usually it's the economy or education that top the list of issues that voters care about.
So the fact that infrastructure tops the list of concerns suggests voters might be ready to hold the political class accountable for fixing roads.
But frustration with road conditions in Michigan is nothing new.
Geography makes maintaining and fixing roads here a unique challenge. Our winters are full of frequent freeze and thaw cycles. This month, the situation worsened by heavy rains and flooding that washed out roads.
And maintenance and repairs are difficult and expensive.
And it's hard for voters to relate to the money that's being spent. We hear about hundreds of millions of dollars going into the roads. We see orange barrels, but drivers aren't feeling it.
Because part of the issue is that, yes, lawmakers are funneling money into the roads, but it's not enough.
And this is where politics comes into play. How bad do the roads have to get before lawmakers decide to do something that includes, say, a tax or fee increase?
Right. Is there a point where voters basically say to lawmakers, our roads are so bad, we demand that you tax us more? Lawmakers are betting that that is not going to happen.
Now, voters aren't road experts, and when voters don't completely understand an issue, it's less likely that issue will drive their ballot choices.
So, is there a candidate out there who can figure out how to frame the problem and come up with a possible solution that'll capture voters' attention?
Now, a lot can happen in the coming months.
People right now are frustrated with road conditions.
Will the floods of February create a tide that will last until November's election?
We're on the road to nowhere. Come on inside. Take a night ride to nowhere. We'll take that ride.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.